The smell of freshly cut grass wafts in. The washguard is on duty. Only his shoes are always muddy, like he just came in from the rain. Does that mean it's summer already? Or could it be autumn? It certainly cannot be November. He usually wakes me up with a bang on the bars. The Irish one likes to throw a bucket of ice water on me with an all too cheerful "wake up, you lazy cow." He always smells of cheap cigarettes. I know he has horrible teeth. He's always sucking on a sweet. I've never seen anyone's face here. They've hired personal shadows to cover them. Black bags of their own. Reminds me of the old Charlie Brown cartoons. You could only ever see the children, never the adults. But I'm the only child in this playground. And this is a game. I'm losing. Hard and fast. Harsh and slow. The only sounds that echo here are my own. I hear nothing except my own thoughts. I don't know where I am. I don't know what day it is. I only know it gets dark, then light. I awake, then sleep, but I do not rest. I know every inch of this cell. I know every indentation along the walls and rough plaster better than I know my own body. I'm a stranger to myself. I don't even know what I look like anymore. I haven't seen my reflection. I'm grateful for that. They cut my hair. I know I'm scrawny now. I can't eat. I know each time they toss me that gruel, the rat comes. Then he leaves. If I don't eat it, the rat comes back. But I still can't eat. I don't even mind the rat anymore, because I'm no better. They've beat me, kicked me, punched me, spit on me. Once I was slapped, that time it felt personal. I know that hell is empty. All the devils are here with me. But this suddenly feels like hell. I have earned it. I put myself in here, no one else. I was safe. I was safe with him, and I left. He trusted me. Finally trusted me, and I betrayed him. But I couldn't stay there. He kidnapped me. He held me against my will. He was a terrorist, a criminal, a murderer. I escaped one prison only to find myself locked inside another. But that place, it wasn't hell. It was... He was kind to me. That's why I ran. I don't deserve kindness. I used to kid myself thinking I was lucky somehow. I was never lucky. Others died for my sins so I could live. If you could call that living. Since that night, keeping my head down, laying low, following orders, being good, being ordinary, wearing a mask of complacency. I haven't been happy since I was 12 years old. I didn't know what it was to smile or laugh until him. He made me even believe that things could change. A change that was finally for the better. Better than this, that I could be like him. No, that's ridiculous. I hate him. I know I do. I hate him because each time I see that mask, all I see is myself. My loss, my despair, my hurt, my anger, my rage. I was never safe. It was a lie, a fallacy, a deception. I can never escape my fears. I will never get back what they stole from me. They robbed me of my family. They robbed me of my childhood, and now they are robbing me of my life. The door opens, and the quiet one walks in. I don't know what he sounds like. He never speaks to me, but he smells of cologne and roses, so I know. He grabs me by the shoulder, dragging me out of my cell to the dark room where you all waste your time asking me the same thing over and over again. As if it'll make a difference. Einstein said that was the very definition of insanity. Then again I fell down a rabbit hole. So who am I to question anyone's sanity when I'm ever close to losing my head? In a moment of weakness I look up, trying to read the clock cast in shadows. I've never seen it, but I know it's there. I can hear the ticking. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Hickory-dickory-dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck. The one who only seems to have great ties walks in. God, I wish he would stop asking me where he is. I wish he would just shut up and torture me. Yes, it hurts, but words hurt more. I don't want to think about him. I already can't stop thinking about him. I only want to forget. Please, just let me forget. Just let me forget him. Please, just let me forget. Let me go. You will never let me go. Black bags swallow you whole until there is nothing left to find. Everyone knows that. And even if I wanted to, he is not human. He is vengeance personified. No protection or amnesty could keep me safe from his wrath if I betrayed him. Yet despite this front, I know it's only a matter of time before I break. It's inevitable. Cowards die many times before the deaths. The valiant never taste death but once. I am not valiant. I was a coward. I have always been a coward, and now I will die here. I feel myself dying each day. A little part of me is small and insignificant. A little scrape against my heart that drags out the pound of flesh I owe. Skinned alive inch by inch. All except that. That inch in which we are free. I feel a hot glare from across the table and I realize I was lost in contemplation. Fury courses through me at your next words because I know you are right. He doesn't give a damn about me. I put myself in danger. He is not stupid enough or sentimental enough to risk his futile cause for a silly little girl. That would be as absurd as expecting the night sky to admire you back. He probably forgot about me as soon as I left. He doesn't care about anyone, least of all me. I'm nothing to him. I'm roused from my thoughts when the quiet one returns. The bastard grabs me by the back of my neck and holds me to the shafts. The joke's on you. I'm grateful when you rip off my clothes. I'm grateful when you cuff my wrists to those cold shackles. I'm grateful when you pull me up until I'm on my tiptoes, making me feel like I'm going to fly and fall at the same time. There is a certain freedom in being bound. The metal may be cold, but it keeps me steady. In my cell I feel like a caged animal. Here there is control. It doesn't matter if I'm trapped. I don't focus on anything except the chain and myself. And there's no talking. Talking only leads to remembering, and I don't want to remember. You turn the water on and I begin to scream. I used to try to be strong and hold it in. Now I don't hold back. I don't hold back anything as the water slays my backside. I don't need to be strong here. You don't expect me to be strong, and he certainly doesn't. Suddenly the water increases with an unforgiving force, and I howl inhumanely, twisting in my bonds against his lash. My pulse races dangerously, and I find my voice becoming hoarse as I wail unrelentingly. For a moment I am in the sea of agony. Whilst here, pain has been my only soul. What has consumed me along with hatred. Hatred towards him, hatred towards myself. I feel appalled the color of a blinding light and the clash of thunder that echoes in my ears. Then suddenly, all I see is rain. The harsh rain that makes everything disappear. There is no light, no darkness. All my senses are drowned out by water. The one clean thing in this tainted world. My heart skips a beat. I start to feel faint. My eyes shut. I come 2 hours later, slumped forward against the chains. My body shaking. I feel frozen, petrified. My teeth tremble and I struggle to warm myself. Each breath feels like ice, and I feel goosebumps break out. I keep my eyes closed, too tired to open them. For a blink of a moment, I don't feel anything. Nothing else matters. I relish the respite. A breeze passes across my back. And I know it's you. Come to fetch me for your master. Go on, then. Get it over with. I jump, gasp, and splutter as I feel something soft wrap around my throat. I struggle. I'm willing my body to do something, anything. cursing myself for being so damn indolent and not fighting this feeling as you tug the fabric around my neck, pulling tight, robbing me of breath. You don't make a sound, but I know you are laughing, you ass. You move out upwards until I stop struggling from breath as darkness envelops me instead. I panic. I pull my wrists until I chafe. I thrash in my bonds, and I shake my head from side to side. In that moment, I feel like a little girl once more, thrust into the dark. The dark has never brought good things, only pain, misery, and despair. The dark is where I've lost everyone I ever cared about. I have been beaten, drowned, dragged across the floor, tossed like a discarded toy time and time again. But it is only there, bound and blind, that I suddenly feel truly helpless. I feel an attack coming on. Panic. I am begging, pleading, crying help, but my lips refuse to utter sound. A true prisoner, please, please, please. I gasp as I feel an impact upon my ass. And you say your first words to me. The force of it strikes me harder than the hit. My heart thrums and I freeze. I force myself to breathe, to focus on the air around me, to focus on myself. I ignore the sounds around me for a moment, including the rustling and gasp. When I feel something touch my back, I shift as you draw circles, making me squirm uncomfortably. What are you doing? I don't... Oh, God. What was that sound? Was that me? Your hands are working the tension from my neck, stroking along my shoulders and my back. I bite my lip to bleed, as if that will stop me from enjoying this. Please stop. Hit me, insult me, scorn me. Do anything else, please. Just don't be kind. God, this feels good. Too good. From a moment I forget to breathe, until I feel another part of me savoring the pain. Oh, for a second, I hope you'll do it again. My hackles rise, and I tense as I feel the gentle breeze of your hot breath against my neck. It tickles. You do it again and I shudder. I startle and hold back on as I feel the hot air blow against my nipples, causing my breath to hitch. I curse the blindfold for not letting me see where you are, for allowing you to catch me off guard. I resent myself for reacting. What the hell is wrong with me? Go away, you are not going to touch me, you are not. I feel your touch, the first barren touch while I've been here. As you grasp my breast between your hands, I release it. It's all from the shock. Your hands need my breast with surprising delicacy, each touch feeling like sanded against my skin as you play with them like dials of a radio. My skin ignites with need. Oh, each tender touch strikes me harsh than any whip and mocks me. My defenses are rendered ineffective. In the back of my mind, I hear the sounds of a wounded animal. Oh, is that me? Heat surges through my core like an electric shock as your mouth envelops my nipple. Oh, licking and lapping at the droplets that cling to them. I try fruitlessly to shift away. I arch. Oh, so you begin to suck. Fuck. Oh, please, please stop. You ignore me and I squirm, hating myself for liking this, for craving it. All the warmth, the delicious caress of your mouth and lips. Oh, while your hand plays with me like a fiddle with the other. Oh, I cry out as I feel you bite down on my cheeks. Oh, a bolt of pure pleasure drilling down my spine at the pain. Oh, you stop and I breathe shakily while I feel hard hands stroke down my body. On my breasts that feel less and less my own with each pat of your hands, my hips, and my ass, which you squeeze tightly and hard. Oh, your hand stops at my thighs. The fabric around my eyes starts to feel damp as I perspire. Oh, your lips find my skin again. Oh, and all I can hear are the ragged pats that I emit. Oh. Fuck, what was that? Your words caused a chill to run down my spine. You complete innocent bastard! I swallow the insult, tensing and whimpering, as I feel something round, hard and sharp run along my neck, my back, my flank in seemingly random lines. Your warning mocks me as I find it impossible to keep still. It feels like all my nerve endings concentrate to where you stab that stupid knife. No matter how much I try, I can't block it out. I flail like a fish, the chains refusing to budge and making me feel more exposed. The other hand remains at the apex of my thigh, stroking little circles as we shift and squirm. Oh, as I feel the rush of adrenaline mixed with fear, your sudden hiss makes me jump anxiously. Are you angry? I close my legs tightly against the assault of your hand. Control may be more and more out of my reach, but I still have some, and you are not touching me there. Go to hell! You spank me again, making me feel like a disobedient child. I glare through the blindfold at your words. Yes, I do want to hurt. I want discomfort. I want what I deserve for being so goddamn stubborn. I don't want this. I want to fight you. I want to be strong and to resist, to force you to give me the excruciating pain that has been my only escape from my mind that refuses to rest each time my silence fills the void. Another part of me, a stronger part, wants to obey, as I have all my worthless life, to give in to the first touch since I've been here that makes me feel human again, the first touch that promises pleasure instead of pain. The first touch that after so many days of feeling hollow makes me feel just a little less empty. I open my legs. Oh, your hand enters me, sparking fire. Fucking wet. So fucking wet. I revel as your fingers glide back and forth across my thoughts. I don't recognize the sounds I make as I spread my legs wider. Your hand parts me with ease and my breath hitches as I feel your other reach for my clit. Circling it teasingly. Your hot breath hits my nipples again and I buck. As if they are connected by a string, each gust makes my arousal inflame. Faster, please. Your hand starts to pump in and out. Oh, God. You hit all the right spots with ease. Oh, suddenly you thrust the very hilt. Oh, deeper than I've ever gone. Oh, curling into a spot I've never reached that sets me on fire. Oh, fuck. I cry out. Please, please, please. Your touch flails my skin, making me bleed. This is a new kind of torture. It makes me fragile. I am flesh made clay by your hands. Every touch from you scorches me. Every word is louder for this time. You are my world, my every sense blinded by you, and I welcome it. I crave it. I need it. I need it more than air, more than food, more than freedom. I need you. You. Oh, bringing me so fucking close. Yes. That's it. Please, just a little more. I'm so close. And you stop and I curse. Fuck. It radiates through me. I can hear my heart beating inside my ears. I feel hot and cold all at once. My mouth is dry, like I haven't had water in years. A hunger and thirst grip me with equal force as you build me up again, making me swear through a rasp when you stuck. God damn it! My clit feels like it's going to fall off. I know it will. I'm going to die like this. Die from desperation, from lack of your touch. What do you want? Please, please, just tell me what you fucking want. Please, please, just let me come. Your response hits me like a stinging slap. Traitorous rage fills me. Stupidity and guilt for allowing myself to forget why I'm here. To forget who you are. And why you're doing this. It's because I'm weak. Weak for protecting him after all this fucking time stuck in here while he is off doing whatever the hell he wants. Suffering blow after blow like a fool. Rebelling only because it's what he'd do. Reminding me that I am so lonely, so desperate for affection, for kindness, that I would take it from anyone, including you, the man who has tormented me all these weeks, with contempt and in stoic silence, like the uncaring, unfeeling statue that you are. This is just another sick game, another way to try and make me break, to make me give in. And it was fucking working. I tried to twist away. You squeeze my hips brutishly, and I try with renewed efforts to get away from you. A tremor passes through me at the sound of your growl. You blow softly against my cunt, and my heart stops as your tongue teases me. With each prod and stroke of your tongue, I thrash, swear, and scream. I hate you. I hate him. I hate myself because, oh, for the first time since I've been here, I want to give up. I want to give in. Fuck. Oh, fuck. My cunt clenches around your tongue, pulsating with want, with desire. My heart tries to jump out of my chest from the ache you've awoken. Oh, the ache I need you to feel. I need it to hurt, as if reading my mind. You take my breast within your grasp, scraping my nipples between your fingers. Oh. Giving me the pain I crave. Pinching them. Twisting them. Turning them possessively. Oh. Demonstrations make my clit throb. Oh. I ride your tongue wantingly and without care. I thrust my hips with all my might. I need more, please. Oh, please don't be gentle. I need you to be rough. I need... Oh, fuck! Your fingers fuck me in that spot where I need it most. And you suck on my clit like a hard candy. Oh. Tension builds inside me. I can feel the scream rise in my throat. A raging inferno, a crashing wave shooting towards the rocks. Suddenly you grip my ass, squeezing it, gripping me so tightly, I think you're gonna break me. You're all I feel, all I know, all that I have. I tug harshly on my restraints, thrusting into your mouth, and cry out with a scream that deafens me as I... Oh! I slump, grateful for the chains that are, I think, keeping the earth from swallowing me whole. I catch my breath. For a moment, I am myself. For a moment, this is all just a terrible dream. I need to wake up. I don't even feel when you loosen the chains. All I feel is your hot skin against mine as I fall limp against you. Too weak to stand, spent. I find comfort in the caress. Your heart may be stone. For that moment, I only feel warm. Reality seeps in. I begin to struggle against you. I need to escape. I need to escape the illusion you've created that I'm safe. I'm not safe. I try to shake off the blindfold without result. I use every ounce of energy I have to invite you to be the monster beneath the mask of a man. You hold me as easily as paper. Your grip is unwavering and I am powerless against you. I am engulfed. I am engulfed by the scent of roses. As darkness overtakes me. I awake to another bang against the bars, groaning as I move to stretch my arms. My wrists hang uselessly. Memories flicker. I'm overwhelmed by intense longing, loathing, and disgust. For an instant, I allow myself to hope.